We are learning Masechtas Nedarim Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, and we are beginning the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Amud Beis. Bereshayna, by the beginning, Ha'yomrim, Shalish Nashim Yotzeis V'Noitlas Ksuba. There are three Nashim who could arrange that they're going to get a get, and they can get a Ksuba. That means usually if Isha asks for a get, we could, deal with her, but she doesn't get a Ksuba. She asks for a get, you're not getting a Ksuba. You want a get, you don't get a Ksuba. Here we have three Nashim who could force a get and take a Ksuba. What are the three cases? Ha'yomeres Tamei Anilach. The first case is she says that I was mezana, and she's not saying I was mezana b'mezid, because if she's mezana b'mezid, then she doesn't get a ksuba, because she went ahead and did something wrong. So the case was, she says, she was nensa, someone was ma'anis her. And like the Gemara is going to say, we're talking about an eishes kayin. Now, eishes kayin, if someone's ma'anis eishes kayin, it's very unfortunate, but she's also to her husband. That's the way it is. Now, her husband didn't know about this. She walks in one day, she says, by the way, someone's ma'anis me. And the halacha is that she's also now. She's saying. So she could force a get, and she gets a ksuba. Why did she get a ksuba? Because it wasn't her fault. It's his fault that he's a kayin. It's not her fault. Someone's ma'anis her. And therefore, she could say to him, it's like your luck. You're a kayin, and therefore, I get my ksuba. That's the first case. Now, why you nema to many halacha? The pasuk pshat is because it's embarrassing for her to say this, and she's only saying this if it's true. And therefore, she's nema to say to many halacha, and not only that, she gets a ksuba. The second type of isha that could arrange a get with a ksuba is if she says, Shemayim beini lebeinecha. The Shemayim is the edus between both of us. Now, what does that mean? So the Ran says, he brings right from the Gemara later on, that it means that she is tying to him that his shichva zera is not yerek kechetz, and therefore it's not royal lahailid, and she wants to have children. She says, I want someone to take care of me when I get older. I want children. And your zera doesn't work. And therefore, I'm demanding a get. I'm demanding a guess. There again, she's saying it's his fault, and she has a taina, which is a taina that makes her nemam, because this is maybe a little embarrassing, and it's a little bit of a bekiyas that only she has, and therefore, she could demand a get with a ksuba. Now, what? Because to explain exactly the whole details makes it embarrassing for the Gemara's going to say. It's very detailed. But the Gemara first says not like that. But the Gemara comes out that it could be, it's embarrassing for her to explain. They ask a bunch of questions, so it's embarrassing for her to explain. Now, The Ran points out that it says in the Medrash that when it says Haggadah, Shami, it's a Tesefta, but it says in the Haggadah, that's the Ran says, that Sarah Imenu, Tayin to Avram, in the Pasuk, it says that when Hagar was Vayemi Sarah El Avram, Chamasi Alecha, Noich Nesati Shevchasi B'chikecha, I gave you Hagar, V'teira Ki Harasa, and she became pregnant, V'ekel B'hinecha, Yishpat Hashem B'ni V'necha. She used this lashon, Yishpat Hashem B'ni V'necha. And the Medrash says that her taina was that Avram was separating from her and being busy with Hagar, not with her. So maybe here, that's what it means as well. And he says, the Yishalmi Taka says, the lashon Hashemayim B'ni V'necha means, just like the Shemayim is so far from the ground, that's how far you are from me. That's what she is tying to him. So maybe that's the tying that we're talking about here. But the Ran says, even though the Medrash says, but Shemayim Ben Even Echa includes both things, includes this tying to Yerek Chetz also. And since the Gemara later on is Mavuya, that's what we're talking about, Yerek Chetz, he says that's what it means here also. What's Lashna Shemayim then? Shemayim means, because this is something only Shemayim knows. No one else knows about this besides her and Shemayim. That's what means that Shemayim Ben Even Echa. That's tying number two, that she's Nema with Ksuba. Third time, the third case is where she makes a neder. She says this, "V'netula ani min Yehudim." She says, "I am answering myself on Tashmish to the whole entire world, not only to you, but including you, but to the entire world." And why here does she get a ksuba? The reason is because if she's answering Hanas Tashmish on all Yehudim, it's muchech that Tashmish is hard for her, and therefore she's like an oinus. And therefore, we force him to be mitzi her and give her a ksuba because it's not her fault. She's an oinus. It's his fault. It's not his fault. It's his mazel. He married someone who tashmish is painful for her. Back upon him, it's anusa damya. And therefore, these three cases, she could demand her get with a ksuba. But lamaisa, as the generations deteriorated, they realized that this is a ploy for Aisha to get out of her marriage with the money. So therefore, they changed the halacha. They changed the halacha. We didn't want Isha to have her eyes on someone else and then pull up with this such a pshat. So therefore, let's bring a raya. If she's tithing that he can't have children and not, so then try to do the derech bakasha. Make him a nice supper and then explain to him this is the situation. We have to get divorced. But two of them, what you do is, he can be made for his chelek, and be mishamish, but she'll be usher on the rest of the world. And we had a sugya about this before, exactly what's going on there, because it's like a devar mishabe, no le beno, it's only chalagabe him, not legabe the other people, that's why he can make for his chalek.
How does
it work?
No, because should
they right, yeah. No, it would. He should be shell and neder. She'll go to no, or not be shell and neder because it won't work. The Ran says she'll go to a different place where no one will know her, and they won't know her by her neder. She says she won't care. She'll have a neder, exactly. She'll have a neder and she'll get married. Yeah, that's the Ran says.
With the
Ishis Kayan,
isn't it?
Yeah.
If she was
Tagamanis. Then she's also
awesome,
the husband.
Without any proof.
Without any proof? No, what, no. It's Mishnah's not. She's not Neman. Mishnah's not. He's being Raya. Kapi Shemaya, maybe. She's not awesome unless she could prove it. I'm saying the husband doesn't believe it. The husband doesn't believe it. Then
get her proving.
Right.
Separate case.
Yeah. Everyone knows about it.
No.
Adam.
No.
No. It's not awesome. No. It's not awesome.
She's honest.
Someone's my answer, yeah, but if you can't prove it, then at least the husband believes her, the halach is, then it's awesome. But if the husband believes her.
How are we making this thing?
What are you making? What thing?
There's a chance that she was married.
So the kash like this. So you're asking good kash. The kash of the Ran asks like this. That it says over here that midiraisa really she's Neman, right? She's just Tamei Halach, she's Neman. Which means that she's awesome. Come to Rabbanu and say she's not Neman because they're worried about a scandal. Okay, but Lamaisa, deraisa, it's awesome. How do you change a deraisa? So Ran has three mahalakim to answer his kasha. Mahalak number one is, the Ran says, that the chomim could be oiker dovim and atayra for migda milsa. In order to have a migda milsa, to make a get there, they could be oiker dovim and atayra. The Ran has a kasha that. The Ran says that only migda milsa only works by sheval taisa, like the Maran Yavama says. Not kumasei, not when you do an isser lemaisa of staying married. And he says, I, well, yo, bar karmel, that was a raw shah. But Batsim, even for Migda Milsa, it's not so posh to do Kumasai, so he doesn't like the Teret so much. So Teret number one is that Migda Milsa, because to protect, to do for Xera, Chazal could be Oikadov and Atayra. That's Teret number one. And that the Ran doesn't like. Teret number two, the Ran says, is that Kol HaMakaj Dart Debon Makadesh, and the Rabbanu Mafkia the Kedushim, she says, Temeya Nilach. So then, the Rabbanu didn't want it to be Neman. So Mafkia the Kedushim, there was never a Kedushim, never a Kedushim, no Issa Oinis. That's what I did. What?
Why is there Ksuba?
Why is that? That's part all the Rabban Degadin. The
she's not married.
She's not married anymore.
So she can't be around.
No, first of all, Ksuba is not true. The Ksuba, when the Rai says she's the male, she's Neman, you get Ksuba. Here we say, you don't get Ksuba. You're not Neman. The Kasha was, why not Neman? You're Kasha, no. Here we're talking, why not Neman? No, it's only when you're Neman. In the days of your Neman, you get Ksuba. Now I think you're not Neman. The Kasha is, what do you mean? She's also. Teretz is Mafkir the Kedushin. Mafkir the Kedushin. So it bothered me that Kasha. That Kasha really don't really ask it, but let's speak it out first. So Mefkia the Kedushin. The Kedushin, she never ushered. Never ushered. So that's what, when she says Tamei Allah, Chazal did it, Mefkia the Kedushin. Now no Kedushin. So she even in Tzachi's Nama, there's no Kedushin. So the problem is, they're not married now. So you have to say, they have to make another Kedushin. That bothered me. They should have spoke out. They have to make another Kedushin with Adim. No one asked the Kasha. But I saw the Stipler and the Bris Yehuda both speak out for a different, they have a different question. They say, okay, now I'm a Kedushin. She'll just leave. She'll still leave. She'll leave now. So the answer they give to that is that there's a Kedushin to Rabbanon, maybe. But it could be now this automatic Kedushin to Rabbanon. But either way, the Ran speaks out, Fidus Teretz, it comes to Nonon Afamina. That if she says that I was, the person who was Ma'anis me was apostle, so then it won't help Mafkia Kedushin. Mafkia Kedushin only helps the Issa Eishas Ish. But let's say it was a Mamzer that was Ma'anasir. So now she becomes Pasul Kuhuna, it's being Atzazaina. The Lacha is if someone that has an Issa, like a Mamzer, is Ma'anasir, then she's also the Kohen anyway. Then it wouldn't help this Teretz. Because even Mafkia Kedushin, but still doesn't help. So that's the Ran speaks out. There's a little R on this Pshat. The third Pshat the Ran says is that really Midaraisa, the Isha is not Neman Tamei Anila. It's not really Neman. The only reason why we said it was Neman in the Rishayna was because Lamaisa, since she's saying that she's also, so it's like a Shavi and Nafsha, Chaticha Desura type idea, if she's Mizalza herself, someone say it, we may mind her Madara Bonham. But now, after they saw Shema, she's going to try to just get out of her marriage, so we were misakin that we're not Neman anymore. That's the third pshat. So three pshatim. Either that Chazal could be Oikar Dov Kumasei, or call the Kaj Dajabon Makadash, or the third pshat is, because really, Midarai is not even Neman. So Midarabonon. They took off to the Rabbanon, but Makkaim, that was scared she might go ahead and do something wrong. So now, remember those three pshatim, we'll see, maybe we'll speak it out, the Gabriel Gemara, the Gabriel Gemara, about Shaila. Ebayelahu, Omer Labayel Tmeyani, Maush Teichel Bachuma, If Isha says Tameyani, so the halacha is that we said that Lamaisa she's not Neman. We're going to Mishnah Achrayna now. Mishnah Achrayna says that when she says Tameyani Lach, she's not Neman. But could you eat Truma? That's not the husband. That's the result. Could you eat Truma or not? What? She didn't go to the husband. So she didn't call him. Now she's staying married because we've been stuck staying married. So Shaila is, but Lamaisa, Klapi Truma, there's no reason to take away her Namana. So she's Neman. That's she can't eat Truma. That's a Shaila.
How can make a
living? So let's finish. Let's speak out the feet all the pshatim. Let's work it out. Ma'os tekev chuma. So the chalikas. Rav Sheshi is talking about oichelas. She can eat the chuma. She toitzi la'az abanel. Because if she doesn't eat chuma, I'm gonna say, oh, she's not really last day married, and the children are mamzer. Rav ama not mamzer, but psulim. Rav ama ina oichelas. If she doesn't have to eat, she doesn't have to eat because she's not going to be a laz. Maybe people say she doesn't have chuma. She's eating, so no one will know the difference. That's the machlekes. So Rav is very good. Ena achelas, she says she's tamei, so that's good. The first shita, Rav says she's achelas, l'chayra, the feed of first two pshatim, we can hear that she can eat chuma. Why? For her first pshat is the chazawa oiker her nemanos. So okay, so she can eat chuma. The second pshat is called the makaj, not the bottom makaj, which means that was never married, so she can eat chuma. For the third pshat, it was al shavi anafsha. So we said klapi the husband, she's not neman, but for her klapi herself should be neman. So what's taka tzad that she can eat chuma? It's taka a little bit of aura. Why can she eat chuma? So what was your kash question?
Well, we
only
say that someone lives in the house, right?
But right.
Because it's too hard for the wife not to have, the kids have, and the husband have.
No, there's the opposite case. The opposite case. The case is that she's by while she's arus arusa. So it says even though the rice she eats chuma, she's not eating chuma. Shema should give achecha v'ima. But this way, it's if she's also there's no halacha that someone's also can eat chuma because she's still living with her family. Hakaponim, this is the machlokes of Sheshi and Rava. And Rava says, "I'm Rava. Moedir Rav Sheshi, which is Moedir to me. She miss Armula that if she becomes a Amana, she ain't a Echelas. She can't eat Chuma. Because me do time. Your whole reason is Elam Shum Taitu Laz Abanel. It's only because you worry about Haitzah's Laz. Because of Laz on the children, Nis Armula, when it's Garsha, Ami Hashtu, then it's Nisa. But if Salma is Garsha and stops eating Chuma, we'll say right now she became someone's Ma'anasir. Right now someone's Ma'anasir. And then, and who was it? It was Apostle, baby. It was Nivolo Apostle. Because if you ask me, Kasha, after Almana Gershon, Ma'anis won't stop her from eating Chuma. But the Teretz is.
No,
she has children, she can eat Chuma, even after Almana. If she has children, she can eat Chuma.
She had additional children after?
No, she had children. She has children, let's say. Tamei Elach. What's Tamei Elach? Now she's not even Tamei Elach. What's Tamei Elach? Yeah. She has children, yeah. So Avada Rav Sheshi says that all the years that they're married, she can eat chuma.
Right.
After she's married, she has to stop eating chuma. Because maybe, it's not going to be mighty laz, because maybe the oinus happened after the divorce. Someone's honest after the divorce, that's she's not eating chuma. That's what people will say. And I can say, after the divorce, how does the oinus stop her from eating chuma? Well, we'll say she was apostle was my honest. Apostle was my honest. So because really, Sheshi holds Tamei and Yalach is enough to stop eating chuma. But only started Taitzel Laz Abanel, we didn't allow this. But here, you could kick that in. I Laz, not going to be Laz. People say it happened afterwards. It happened afterwards. That's why Rav says Rav Sheshi is more than such a case. So one more Gemara. That Shaykh is this part of our Mishnah. Amar Papa. Baduk Lon Rava. Rava tested us and asked us. Eishish Koyin Shinenza. Yesh Aksuba Yen Laksuba. Eishish Koyin Shinenza. And then she has to get divorced now. Does she get a ksuba or not? So what would it start them? Keeping the oinus gabi koyin kiros gabi yisrael dami. Since oinus gabi koyin has the same status as rosh gabi yisrael. Rosh gabi yisrael is aser. Oinus also aser. Say in ksuba, no ksuba. Adil mamatzi amrle. Or she could say, what are you talking about? Here, why should I get a ksuba? Anoha chedina. I'm here. I'm royu. Gabro the step as dayo. You are a koyin, and because of that, it's your thing as goyin. Vamrina le. And we answered Rava that it's a Mishneh. Mastisimi. Hey, marries to man Eloch, yes, a ksuba. If she's just a Eloch, you get a ksuba. You go out and you get a ksuba. Maiskinu, what's our Mishnah talking about? Elam of Eshish Israel, if someone Eshish Israel, even Rotzah, and Klumish Ksuba, if Zanam of Rotzah, she doesn't get a ksuba. Vima Oinis, Mikom Israel, Gav, it's not Usr. Vela must be a Mishnah of Eshish Kain. Vela of Eshish Kain, it's even Rotzah in Klumish Ksuba, if that's it on purpose, she does not get a ksuba. Migar Mesh Israel, Rotzah, that was the Israel. Allah, Ba'inis, it was Ba'inis. And what did it say in our Mishnah? I'm telling you, yes, a ksuba. So therefore, you see, for first in our Mishnah, the Eishes Kohen Shenensa, she becomes Asa to Avayla, is not like a Yisrael becomes Asa. Eishes Yisrael becomes Asa, Zafka Baratzen, and there Baratzen, you don't get a Ksuba because he did Baratzen. But here by Ines, Shiketaina, it's your fault, and therefore, I still get my Ksuba, like it says in the first Mishnah, yes, a Ksuba, and therefore, that's Halacha, by Eishes Kohen Shenensa, she has to go out, but she gets a Ksuba.